It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Very good. Here's What's Cooking, and we have in the studio now Mallow Downs. Welcome, sir. Welcome to the desk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. What's on the menu?
Oh, man, you tell me. It's been good, bro. I just got back from Canada.
Nice.
A few days ago, and then I played a sold-out show in Christchurch over the weekend. So, it's been good. Good to be back in Auckland, though.
Awesome. And you've got a new single out.
I just dropped a single on Friday.
Amazing.
Yeah, with my bro Kadu and Romy Wright.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Feel Good Aura.
I love Romy.
That's what we're going to play that later on, aren't we?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
What were you doing in Canada, man?
Oh, I was there I was on the mad side quest, bro. I played a couple shows out there, which is cool. I was part of this Indigenous Music Summit, which we played a couple showcases. And then I've been doing a bit of screenwriting, and so I took my film over there too. So been
Very interesting. Tell us about your film.
Been doing a lot of screenwriting, trying to do this coming of age drama that I can't speak too much on it, but
work in progress.
Yeah,
right?
slowly pivoting into that film world. Yeah, yeah,
dude, for sure.
But still doing music.
Of course. It's cool because there's a lot of transferable skills with the storytelling with the music that you can kind of translate with the
Definitely.
With the film. So
especially with hip hop, I imagine.
It's
all about storytelling.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Who are some of the other performers at the Indigenous Summit?
To be honest, I don't know any.
Damn, I regret asking. Can you question?
But there's a lot of to be fair, there's a lot of different Indigenous artists from all over, like Ecuador, Chile, Rapa Nui. So it was just really cool to see unapologetic Indigenous culture on display. So it was cool to be a part of it, and I met a lot of Canadian artists out there too. So,
bit of a whirlwind.
I even went to a powwow.
Right.
You guys heard of powwow?
Yeah, well, I know the term. It's Native American, right?
It's like Native. What do you say it like? Indigenous Canadian. I don't even know how to say it, but they do this cool ass dance, and they're wearing all their colors, and there's a lot of similarities between Māori culture and their culture. So it was really heartwarming to go there and still feel at home.
I've forgotten the guy's name. There's an Indigenous Canadian who recently collaborated with Ma, the rapper from Pōneke, Wellington.
I'm playing with her Friday, Saturday.
Man, she's amazing.
San Fran,
I can't remember this guy's name, but they did a single together.
Need to check that out. I'll be out the loop.
You've been busy. You've been in Canada.
You've only just got back. So you're all good? You're not too jet-lagged?
I'm just a little bit tired, bro. I've just been running out hella side quests, so just need to catch up on that rest and I'll be good.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna make you work too hard. All we need to do is play us some sweet tunes and talk about them, and then we'll hear a new single.
Yeah, that's
us. We've got three songs.
Yes.
Which one do you want to start with, man? Are we starting with Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Yeah. So this is a song. Do I talk about the song, or is it just I feel we need to give context. Is why is he playing okay, so I don't know. This was the first introduction into the type of music that I was I can really dig this. When I saw these guys, I saw myself in them too.
Yeah.
And even to this day, they have a big impact on my I guess my image or just my sound in general. And they really inspire me to want to pursue music. So that's why I'm playing this song. I think is it Thuggish Ruggish Bone?
It is, yeah. I remember when these guys came out and the whole thing was triplets, is that right?
That's
rhymes.
What I love. I love it how they can be so aggressive, but then they can harmonize as well. So
true.
It's cool.
It's great to listen. Okay, cool. Let's check it out.
Let's have a listen.
Okay.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
It's the Thuggish Ruggish Bone. It's the Thuggish Ruggish Bone. It's the Thuggish Ruggish Bone. It's the Thuggish Ruggish Bone.
You're feeling the strength for the rump, step bump. Hit a bump, get a jump, get the dust. Just feel, just be thugging straight, buzzing, loving your peoples, cause we so real, chill, better.
Pete. Gotta put them under straight jackets. Gotta make that money, man. It's still the same now. Belling in my black trench vest. You gotta be down there, bang bang. Come and get this teaching. Your soldiers, hot thusters, mustache. Me drinking me broke to my skull crack, big blue on the way back. Choking off that potent smoking, running from the popo. Now, gotta get them up with my busters. Right turn to the double glut, pull to the curse, smoke with my hustlers. Puff up to the brain shot, left POD did and tweeted. Gotta get another case for my trunk. Oh, English really don't need it. But in case my shoes wanna get drunk, that pop bomb, so live on my lung. You know I'm gonna get shut down. Thug running the nine quad, and you better believe they be running this thug style. So what now? See the bone done claim, thug never gon' drink, so flame up. Sit back and just muster the same. Cut another face on the creep and I came up.
You're on Saturday Drive with you're on the What's Cooking segment. We've got
first on the weekend.
Yeah. All right, that's a muscle memory.
God, it's always the weekend long. Somewhere, yeah. Right?
Wednesday Drive. God, I can't believe I said that just out of the box. We've got Mellow Downs on What's Cooking, and that was Bone Thugs and Harmony. The influence on you now. Were you around at the time?
I would have been in nappies. I would have been like, I guess like start of primary school or whatever.
Right.
I didn't really get into Bone Thugs till I was like intermediate.
Yeah.
So like they would have already been out for like a few years.
That's the beautiful thing about music, isn't it? It sticks around and so it doesn't matter.
And I actually met a couple of them last year and I got to like chop it up. Yeah.
Awesome.
I got his number now too. So like been on the iMessage just trying to
like meeting heroes and suddenly being how do you keep your cool in those situations?
I've met so many famous people now. For me it's just like everyone's just like human, but because these guys were a pivotal part of my growth in terms of how I wanted my music to be perceived. When I was just like, holy shit, it's still a hero. And bro must be at least 50 now, but I don't know what kind of moisturizer he'd be using, bro.
He's still looking good.
I'm like aging more than he is. I'm like, yo, bro. Shit.
Didn't you have Bootsy Collins on a track, right?
Yeah. Bootsy Collins. He's the unks right there. Yeah.
Shout out Bootsy. You know what? They say like don't meet your heroes, you might be disappointed. Yeah. But like, I was
impressed by that.
You're impressed.
I have met a few people that I thought would be cool in real life, but then
it's always
absolute dickheads.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
But Bootsy Collins, man, like he's another idol of mine that I grew up on, like Parliament and James Brown. And like also I think we're playing them soon, Isley Brothers.
Mm. Yeah.
My mom loves soul in the household, so like that had a big impact. And I just love the way how he's the only guy that could just wear a star sequence two-piece and still be cool, you know what I mean? So that really inspired me just to, I guess, be dressed unapologetically when I'm on stage or whatever, and just his presence was cool. And for me to be able to reach out to him and us do a song together, it was pretty legendary.
Dude, that's amazing, amazing. So we've got Isley Brothers up.
The Isley now, Brothers is up next. It's That Lady Parts 1 and 2.
Yeah. This is a vibe.
Why this song in particular?
I'm hoping it's the right song. It's called That Who's That Lady. I'm hoping it's the right version. But this is, I think, just because it's one of my mom's favorite songs, and I heard it a lot when I was like, I don't know, just nappies and all that. So, and to this day, like Kendrick Lamar sampled these guys. Huh. Like your favorite rappers have sampled the Isley Brothers. So, that's another reason why I'm like, these guys are the OGs. And just one of the best kind of soul groups around.
Sweet. Okay, well we're doing What's Cooking with Mallow Downs, and let's check out this track that you've this next one here. Who's that lady? Very good. Nice one. Okay, that was the Isley Brothers, That Lady, part one and two?
Parts one and two.
Okay, sir.
Nice one.
It's chosen by Mellow Downs, who is here for
in
What's
the studio.
Yes, that song's also on the soundtrack of one of my favorite movies called Blood and Blood Out, which is like a Mexican, LA Mexican jail movie.
We've got a movie guy.
Yeah,
we've got two movie critics here. In the studio. Yeah. Like both both of them endorsing.
In prison and shit.
Yeah, that's the one.
And how is that song incorporated in the movie? And I hope it's like.
There's a scene. It's like the calm before the storm. So there's a scene where so these are like young cousins from like the block, like little vatos, you could say, and so there's a shorty that one of them likes, and he's like, hey, go make your move, I say. And then he goes to make his move, and he's walking to her. As he walking to her, the song starts playing. And then like 5 minutes later, he's getting effed up on the hill by like the opposition. So he takes the
song still playing.
He takes the shorty up to this hill, like to go look out. And then they're getting busy in the back seat. And next minute, like his like enemies catch him slipping, and they break his back on this thing, and that's how the whole movie starts.
Oh, that's the start.
That's the start of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember his last words are like, "I'm gonna paint you like an Aztec princess." The next minute, he's getting stomped out by the.
He's not paying attention. It's good. Hey, thanks for coming in, Mellow Downs.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Awesome to have you here, and your single's out soon. We're gonna have a listen to that in a little bit, I think. But I think you've got one more track.
Yeah, heading to the UK.
Yes. Is it Skepta? Bullet From a Gun?
Grimy. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So these three songs I've chosen are so like far apart in terms of like, I don't know, sonics, but
no, it's great, man.
I guess like for the most part, like shout out Karu, like in terms of the production of this new single that I got that I've just dropped. It's kind of like a UK garage kind of groovy feel, but with our own kind of dance layer to it. And I guess like in terms of Skepta and where he's at, it's like the pocket has been inspiring me in terms of like my raps. So like that's why I chose the song Bullet From My Gun. And I just love how like he doesn't come in on the one, it might be the two, but like he's just behind the beat. And just like, I don't know, the clarity and the bro's like cadence is very inspiring, and that's why chose a song.
UK hip hop's quite distinctive, isn't it? It's definitely got like its own sound.
Well, the cool thing is because like me growing up, because I was born in the 90s, so like I grew up on American rap music. So me having like that, I used to try and rap in an American accent, and I feel like because UK is so close to our accent, that it's inspired us to just have our own shit. You know what I mean? And so like I feel that's where it's at.
The American accent is kind of faded out of Aotearoa.
Like you'll hear a lot of guys with the not a UK accent, but the cadence in terms of like how they rap and stuff.
Awesome. Okay. Keen to check this out.
Have a listen. Bullet From a Gun by Skepta.
My granddad's name on a gravestone, the same as mine. Already dead, nothing to fear,
I've been here from time. Chief SK sipping on palm wine. Every day I laugh at these niggas online. Another one here today, gone tomorrow. Dick riding for some likes and a follow. Put in the work, that's all you need to bust. Shout out Lassie, Heady and Jay Huss. Shout 6-7, oh, you see them with us. We was on tour, bare weed on a bus. Feds outside the bus, gotta push to the next city, gotta rush. Big plans getting discussed, so freedom is a must. Fuck the police, tell them eat my dust. Cause still it ain't safe, not even in a world full of cops. I got bored of asking when is this hurt gonna stop. We don't wanna conversate or confer with the ops. It is what it is. Recently I've been learning a lot. All I know is there's no better feeling than getting home and seeing my little girl in the cot. So this year we're done talking. Forget the bag of chat, it's just action. Man, I'm trolling to get a reaction. Every day it's another distraction. Gotta fight temptation, can't get lost in the sauce. Have I got a heart? Yeah, of course. But I had to put my feelings on pause. Cause like a bullet from a gun, it burns. When you realize she was never your girl, it was just your turn. You gotta face your demons, don't matter how much money you earn. Your nigga said 4L, but the shit got real and he weren't concerned. The same old story, the world spins round and round, fam, lessons have to get learned.
Cool, man. Sweet.
Bullet from a gun by Skepta.
Yeah.
So we're on the air now. Go just you guys will get the background.
Sorry,
I just suddenly went through my headphones. Hey, we're with Mellow Downs, and I'm also love you guys and keep chatting away. It's just BFM. It's fine.
It's BFM. Yeah, okay. Man.
It's all good. We've got Mellow Downs here on What's Cooking. On Wednesday Drive. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I just gotta say, like, BFM from the beginning have always been supporting like local music, and even as a youngin I used to come in here and freestyle like over like beats with other DJs and all that, so it's cool that the culture and, you know, it's still the same.
Yeah,
which is good
not,
to see.
Not going anywhere. It's so good. Yeah.
What do you want to say about your single, man? Feel Good Aura. Kadu is on this. Yeah, Romy Wrights is on this.
Yeah. So this is kind of like the new pivot. I've got a new EP coming out called Mellow on Bass, and that's just a lot of like two step, a lot of garage, a lot of dance kind of like beats that I'm rapping over. This one's one of my favorites. Everyone in the underground scene knows Kadu. He's kind of like one of the goats at the moment, doing it big for like NZG, New Zealand Garage. This is just a feel-good vibe, bro. Like, this goes crazy live too. Like, I played a sold-out show in Christchurch over the weekend, and we've got like a 7-minute extended version of the song that we just play live. And it's cool because it's the beat that really carries it, and I guess like my flow just kind of like complements it, you know? So it's one of those things I don't have to talk too much over. And it complements each other in terms of the beat and the lyrics and whatnot. But I just wanted to create like a feel good vibe that people could dance to, vibe to, break up to, make up to, bus home to. You know what I'm saying?
What more can you want from
and those
Christchurch
crowds too? Like, they go nuts for this
because
sort of
they love drum and bass. I got a couple of drum and bass
still,
records too, and they were like, I was like, yeah,
oh,
yo.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just telling them, wait till my last song, and then. Yeah, sure enough, when I played this, they loved it.
I've been waiting for drum and bass to come back. So bring it on, I say. That's really cool. So what have you got coming up, man? You got any gigs?
I'm headlining this Friday in Wellington along with Ma. And there's a few other cool, I think Jordan with a Y will be there, just down in San Fran. So if you're in Wellington, pull up. And then, I got a couple other shows later this year. My EP drops the end of the month, so... It's all good, yeah.
Sweet, okay, well, here we go. This is Feel Good Aura featuring Romy Wrights, Mellow Downs and Kadu. Thanks for coming in, Mellow Downs. Yeah,
pleasure, thank you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Here we go.
We got the feel good aura. We catch a vibe, no case. We got the block, unlock, no waste, man. I feel alive, amazing. Gotta show love for the hood I was raising. Still got my boys from the sandbox, popping them padlocks. Better tuck their chain in. Now we don't fuck with that lame shit. Catching a dub like a champion. Don't mistake me for Australian. Straight from down under. It's the G with the mana. I got you sus for the summer. Rolling that Molly like Damien. Straight from the pre-drinks, hit up the function. I got a show at the stadium. All any venues they play me in. I don't play games, but I play to win. Some do tape, but they pay to get in. Straight from the stage to the green room. Packing a Uber, and there's all ladies in it. We got the feel good aura. We can't survive no case. We got the block, unlock no waste, man. I feel alive, amazing. Gonna show love for the hood I was raising. Still got my boys from the sandbox, popping them padlocks. Better tuck that chain in. Now we don't fuck with that lame shit. Got the feel good aura, fresh crepes and I walk through the door. Manager sorted my fee, therefore we are going on tour. Made an Altero to Saint Dior, and I got some girls I adore. Victoria's Secrets fall to the floor, and I'm planting a kiss on a jaw. Cooking up yogurt, blueberry smoothie. Put a smile on your face when you're feeling really moody. I'm a dog like Scooby, back at the function, just roll a doobie. Need corridor that's gonna move me, need company that's gonna soothe me. Way too groovy, hoo hee. Rock up in a two-piece, feel good aura. Can I get out? We got the feel good aura. We can't survive no case. We got the block, unlock no basement. I feel alive, amazing. Gonna show love for the hood I was raising. Still got my boys from the sandbox, popping them padlocks. Better tuck that chain in. Now we don't fuck with that lame shit.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?